another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And a very, very warm welcome to you yet again on this fine and fabulous day. I'm Melanie Walker, sitting in Johannesburg, where people are saying, oh my goodness, it's cold. And I'm like, no, it's not. It really isn't. We are now in full-blown spring, which is fantastic. And Jenny Baxter in France, in the south of France, is in full-blown autumn. Or are you, Jenny?
I think we are. Hello. We got friends of mine got suntanned this weekend, so it's still summer. And then last night we were all putting scarves on, so it's winter. So yep, autumn. It's in between.
Well, I've just come back from Clarence, where people are, you know, it was actually quite fresh. But you don't mind it when you think it's crisp. Yes, I loved it. I was just driving around at the Golden Gate and having an absolute whale of a time, which was just so nice to be out of Johannesburg for the first time in 2 years. Can you believe it?
Oh, fantastic. And did you see where the dinosaur nest is going to be?
Yes. I took a photo, but you can't get into it. And I saw that one of our great sportsmen, Pat Simcox, has been going on this amazing kind of tour around South Africa. I've been following him on Facebook. And he actually went in there and he got a picture of the person who's kind of heading up the entire thing. And I thought, oh, I ought to go there too. But I could see it from the road, but I couldn't get to it. So I took a picture of the outcrop on the outside of it. But yeah, we did go and have a look at that. It was so nice. What I've decided to do is that every single town that I go to, that we went to on treasure hunt, I'm actually going and finding geocaches. So I'm doing a little mini treasure hunt in each of the towns that I go to. Just to see it all over again. And just remember, I mean, it was just so fantastic looking at these things and thinking, did they really put me down on top of there? It's lovely traveling around in our country, seeing as a lot of us can't actually travel overseas, but traveling in our own country is open again. And I would seriously suggest to people, go on a road trip. Go and stay on a farm stay. Go and get tourism in our country back up and running, seeing as we're having a problem with getting tourists out here. So if you feel the hankering to get away, you don't need to go to Mauritius. You can go down to the south coast. Go somewhere in our own country. Go and discover the country. It's just such a fantastic thing to do.
Fantastic.
Anyway, that's my thing for the day. Yeah. And especially, we're sitting in Clarence, and my kids are like, do we really have to go to Golden Gate? The rugby's on. I'm like, no, we can see the TV across the road, and so we managed to watch the haka, and then of course we won, which was fantastic happiness. I think the whole of Clarence was drunk by the end of the day.
And I think every South African in Australia, I mean, how divine was that?
Yeah.
What was it? 31-29.
Yeah, and it was so frustrating.
And that was Elton Yankees, like right at the end there.
Yes. I mean, it was so frustrating. We were trying to get the score, and the score wasn't coming up. And then, of course, everything then collapsed, and we were sitting and thinking, oh, gosh, how are we going to find out if we've won or not? And then we just heard the screaming and shouting, and we knew we had. That was great.
Aww.
So, yay, well done, finally, Boca.
And the Springboks are back on top now, so we're the best rugby team in the world.
Yes.
That's according to World Rugby Ranking, so pretty proud.
Well, that is a good thing and good news indeed. Now, what news do you have for expats, people who are living overseas that may be wanting to know stuff about how it pertains to them? What? Have we had any more news, by the way, about the people losing their citizenship? Has there been any movement on that recently?
Just that Kate Lorimer from the DA Abroad in the UK has told us that they are going to take it to the Senior Court of Appeal. So it's in motion. As soon as we know anything more, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Just in the last week, we've received so many emails from people that have lost their citizenship or don't know what to do.
Mm.
So it's an ongoing issue. But some good news, we hope, is that the Telegraph reported that the red list, it gets revised every 3 weeks, the UK's red list, which South Africa has been sitting on. So tomorrow is the 3-week deadline, and it is highly expected that South Africa is going to be removed from the red list. I think President Ramaphosa said the other day in his family meeting that he actually spoke to Boris Johnson himself on the phone, plus, of course, all our various experts have all got together. So it's looking good. It's looking like England's going to drop quite a few countries, I think 54 down to 9. And as long as you're double vaccinated, you will be able to enter the UK from South Africa. So that's expats from the UK can go home and visit and then return to UK. And UK travelers you know,
can come over,
get on down to South Africa,
and then get back home again afterwards, without having to pay a fortune in staying a government designated place, even if you have a home there, which I always thought was a bit odd. But anyhow, I see that Strictly is happening, by the way. I'm like so chuffed. Strictly Come Dancing, I don't think I've missed a season of the English one since it started. And having been part of the dance sport, as they call it here, circuit for like 3 years in South Africa, and having met all of these people that are now dancing overseas when they were little kids and they just started dancing. It's so lovely to see so many of them doing so incredibly well, and especially the Mabuses.
Yeah.
Oti and what's his sister's name?
Oti.
Oti and?
Yeah, and Motsi.
Motsi, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're in England and South Africans back home can actually watch on Sunday evenings on DSTV. But if you're in England and feeling homesick, I think Strictly Come Dancing has become, you know, semi-South African. There's three dancers. There's Oti, there's Johannes Radebe, and Cameron Lombard.
Oh, is he a new guy now, Cameron?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also, obviously, Motsi, who is a judge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's a good one for expats.
That's the thing
watch.
With Motsi, though. I just have to say, I wish you'd stop saying that. It's the only thing that drives me nuts.
She did some big interviews about how people told her. So it must have been people back in South Africa. When she was moving to Germany, they said, you'll never make it. You'll never make it.
I saw
and
that.
Look at her.
Yeah, no.
Look at her. She's just international star. It's wonderful. She's on Twitter a lot, which I love. I always love her comments. Were you part of Monday's crash?
Yes. I think the whole world was, wasn't it? It was.
No, but some people didn't notice. Some people really thought it was just their phone not working.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And didn't realize it was like Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. Because I was on Twitter. It was so funny. Just all the, you know, and even Adele saying something. And because, you know, Twitter said, hello, literally everyone. And then the various people in the McDonald's said, oh, what can we get you? And you know, everybody, Zoom said, can you see my screen? Tampax said, can I insert myself here? And then everybody was saying something. And then Adele said, hiya, babes, or something like that. And Twitter freaked and went, ah, Adele. And someone else wrote back and said, you know, Twitter, you do know that you're a multi-billion-dollar corporation, because they were freaking out like a little fawning fan.
But I love it.
So, it was such fun. It was such fun. Oh, I wish we'd go off more often.
Yeah, oh, no. I didn't even realize until my kids told me, hey, like none of these things are working, because we were sitting in Clarence, you know, no TV. It was fantastic. Oh, I was just chilling and reading my book. I mean, what more did a girl need apart from like a nice glass of whiskey and a good book? All right. So, what else have you got? What is this Muhammad Ali picture?
Oh, it was auctioned on Tuesday this week.
Mm-hmm.
It was a South African picture that he did for the United Nations. It's called Let My People Go. He did, I don't know if people are aware just how much Muhammad Ali, you know, he was a UN ambassador or whatever. No, they're not called ambassadors. You know, the Goodwill Ambassador.
Yes.
And he did a lot for South Africa, raising awareness and funds and whatever back in the 70s. So he did this picture, Let My People Go. And at the time, he also had a poem, which was, spread the word around the world, tell both friend and foe, I'm fighting for freedom for South Africa, so let my people go.
Okay.
And that particular painting went on auction at Bonhams. It was valued between 40 and 60,000, and it went for 72,812.
Okay. That's a fair amount of money, yeah.
Yeah, really good. His other one, Sting Like a Bee, actually went for nearly $500,000. But still, it
dollars.
Still went for more than, US dollars.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what news have you got in from expats?
Well, just from people around the world, have had so many South Africans in their countries doing sporting events. So in Berlin, it was the FINA World Cup, and Chad Leclos and Matt Seitz both won gold. And Matt, who is actually in Matrec, also broke two junior world champion records.
Yeah.
So fantastic, and both of them from KwaZulu-Natal.
Of course, only from KZN, eh?
Yeah, go KZN. Then in Romania, there's been the Canoe Kayak World Marathon Champs. And there've been like young people and old people, but it's just old people, normal age people, adults.
You mean not teenagers?
Yeah. However, there were also teenagers there, and there was even a girl from Durban Girls College, from my school. So it's just fantastic to see all the young coming through, you know, just all the new blood and doing so well and winning medals. They won medals for South Africa. And then Trevor Noah donated 8 million rand to through his foundation to communities in South Africa. And so Youth Build SA will use the money for two main things. The one is infrastructure in schools. So over 56% of teachers say they just don't have the equipment in the classrooms. Mm. So this will help that. And then also for those kids who have dropped out of school, and as you keep saying, it's 34.4% unemployment or something. This money is going to be helped for a project that supports them. So it helps hairdressers become people who want to be hairdressers. It helps all that. So, you know, it's fantastic. And Trevor Noah is not the only one. As we've said before, there are so many South African expats giving back when and where they can. So thank you, Trevor. And then the last thing is that, you know, Condé Nast Traveler, the international magazine, they surveyed 800,000 of their readers internationally for which are their top 50 hotels in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Babylon Storen. Storen was voted the number one hotel in Southern Africa and the 34th in the world.
Babylon Storen is one of those places that you really do need to go and take a walk around it. I mean, it's a working farm and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And for all of us that are really into growing stuff and especially organically, I walked around scrumping, eating all of their berries. But it is absolutely one of the places that you need to go and see. Monty Don actually did a piece, which I saw, I found it, I Googled it and it was on YouTube, where he did this beautiful program about Babylon's Turin. So, that was definitely worthwhile watching. Oh, man, beautiful place.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite world travelers, of course, Monty Don is. Love him. Around the world in 80 gardens. I won't talk about gardening today, okay, although it's a beautiful day. One of the things that with our rain coming so late in Johannesburg at the moment, is the bougainvillea everywhere is looking amazing. I've never seen it so bright and so full. The shrubs are just like completely mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I thought I'd just paint that picture for you, if you can imagine. It's brought me a lot of joy. There we go. All right, so what other good news have you picked up
here from
South Africa?
It's the same here in France. It's always the bougainvillea that I notice the most. You can tell the rain.
Yes.
It's stunning. Local good news is, South Africa always blows me away medically, just how advanced SA can be. Professor Risa Pretorius at Stellenbosch University, she has uncovered one of the contributing reasons they reckon for this long COVID, which has been, puzzling everybody for 18 months, why some people are still fatigued, are still headached, and still having after effects. Yes, people like Melanie. Mm. And and she's pointing at herself. And so she found that basically, I don't know if you want to hear this, but it's not too bad. But it's basically inflammatory microclots that are in the blood of individuals suffering from long COVID. So it's these little tiny microclots that are causing it all.
Still not getting enough. I mean, my oxygen levels are kind of normal-ish, but I just always feel if you're getting more exertion done, it really kind of absolutely exhausts you trying to walk upstairs and stuff like that.
In the airport in Japan, I know I've been in an airport, it was either Japan or Singapore, where they had oxygen machines you could go in, and because, when you're traveling, you're deprived of oxygen. So at the airport, you can go and get oxygen. Maybe you need a little bit of that, like what Michael Jackson used to do.
I need to go to Singapore.
Yeah, then you need to come to France.
No, I'd rather come to France.
You need to go into a little oxygen chamber and just go, suck it in.
Go and put myself in a hyperbaric chamber somewhere. Maybe that'll help. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so she's discovered this, but what's are they going to do about that? I mean, what has she come up with some kind of thing that can help?
No, not yet. But what they're doing now is her sample was a smaller sample, but it has been peer reviewed. Now they're going to do a bigger research into it.
Okay. All right.
So
good.
A bigger research sample. Yeah. It's been published internationally. So it really, I mean, it made headlines around the world. It's big news. It's another big one for South Africa.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, talking about people who keep on going who are absolutely awesome, one of my favorite people on earth is turning 90 this week. I mean, can you believe Bishop Desmond Tutu, the Arch? What an amazing man he is. Oh, my goodness. I absolutely adore him. I think he should run this country. I think our country would be fantastic.
Amazing. But I mean, he could live another 90 years. So but do check out SA People in the next 24 hours. We've got a video about 18 minutes that pays tribute to his incredible life and all the things that he's done. And his humor.
She's great.
It's funny, I also saw Gary Player. You know, I think Gary Player is 85.
Yeah.
And he played in a competition this week, which was raising money for cancer, which, you know, his late wife passed away from. I think it's the same kind of cancer. So, but it was just amazing to see him out there playing. And a few weeks ago, he also had a video where he was doing backwards somersaults off a boat. So and he said age is just a number.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely. The players, the whole Player family were fantastic. Ian Player as well.
Yeah.
The older brother, the conservationist, he was divine as well.
Yeah, Gary's brother, yes.
Yeah, people used to say to him, are you Gary Player's brother? He says, no, Gary's my brother.
Exactly. And then there was a lovely story just in terms of raising money for SANCOB. You know, we've spoken recently about the penguins
that
in Simonstown.
Died from bee stings, yeah.
Yes, yes. And now came a good news story. It actually happened in December, but the video went viral in the last couple of weeks because the dodo picked up on it. And it's a little baby penguin who was a little bit injured and very, very tired. And it actually swam up to a kayak. And they thought it was the friendliest penguin on the planet. But it wasn't being friendly. It was really just in need of help. And so it jumped on the kayak, and they took it back to Simonstown, to Boulders Beach, whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody from SANCOB came, and the little penguin has been rehabilitated. It all ended happily. But the video was shared by over 5.5 million people so far in just like 10 days. And all of them are being asked, please donate to SANCOB. So,
well, I think that Mumble did a lot to actually get people aware of penguins and their problems, especially the ones down in Antarctica.
Mumble.
She's looking at me, who's Mumble? She doesn't know who Mumble is. Happy Feet. Goodness me.
Yeah, but they looked so well, nobody thought they needed to actually help them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they need help, these little African endangered.
And what is the story you found out about the Tembisa mum?
Oh, she's amazing. And just, I love it when everybody comes together, like ordinary people and corporates. And she had this like revolting, people were just dumping stuff near her home in Tembisa.
Mm-hmm.
And so she eventually got so sick of it, she started recycling it. And then she started making some money to feed her children and everything. And so she really went for it. And she's a really hard worker. So eventually Coca-Cola got involved and has been helping her and her little business has grown. And then she started in the last year during the pandemic, you know, during lockdown, she started a vegetable garden in that area because it was just overgrown, and it's working. So she's feeding her children, she's feeding hungry people, and she's selling food. So now she's spawning other people to copy her in the area.
Just remember to put a footpath through it if it's anywhere near a pavement, okay? Yeah. And don't tell people that you've taken the land.
Yeah, this is true. But one thing is she uses a trolley. So sometimes she has to do like 10, like if she's doing the recycling, she has to do like 10 trips. So if anybody feels like donating a little bucky or helping out here and there, let us know.
Okay, I think I'm scared her. I'm sure that the people at Upcycle, which is Winnie from Upcycle, she's called Upcycle Winnie. She goes around training people on how to take stuff and upcycle it and how to be kinder to the environment and everything. So we're always doing little podcasts about that. So, I mean, I think they could use her as one of their kind of heroes.
Okay, yeah. I'll send you her details.
Fantastic. Now, you went to go and see the new James Bond movie. I noticed a few people here in South Africa also got to see it somehow in the last day or two. Not quite sure how.
Yes, it was the Avon premiere last night, the preview.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
You've got to speak English, Jenny.
No. I love English. Gosh, I love English. Somebody told me yesterday that English really is going to be the international language, and I was so relieved because my French is so hopeless. It was actually really funny because they had last night at the French cinema in the huge room upstairs, they had the English version, and then downstairs in a tiny room, they had the French dubbed version.
Yeah.
And the movie begins. And our whole audience starts complaining because it's in French. And so three times they restarted the movie. So we knew everything. We were no longer jumping at us, you know. And it turns out that the movie actually begins in French.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was our English version. It was just they were speaking French. Oh,
but
crazy.
I saw something now this morning on Facebook where people were sitting there and saying, unfortunately, Rami Malek, obviously he got the... he won the Oscar, didn't he,
Freddie
Mercury.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, he's like the weakest link in the entire movie. They're saying that his performance is just absolutely appallingly bad.
I must say,
having seen it, what do you think?
Yeah, I didn't love him, but then he is the baddie. Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but since you say that, I kind of would agree. But otherwise, it's definitely still a movie worth watching. And you know, the cinemas in South Africa really need the people to come back. And if you want cinema to stay, I would say support with this movie. This movie, you know, it is long though, 2 hours and 45 minutes. And for us, it was even longer because we kept
on getting
watching.
In French.
But,
and the theme tune by Billie Eilish.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
I loved it.
So what else?
So, and then I just happened to find out also interestingly that, you know, we never knew in South Africa just how much of movies we were missing. But apparently the 1973 Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Roger Moore had a Gloria Hendry was the first black woman to be his love interest.
Yes.
Well, apparently all her love scenes were cut out of the movie that we saw in South Africa. So we need to watch that again, Live and Let Die. It's
okay.
A different movie to what we saw.
All right.
Yeah, crazy. And and then something else that's really worth watching, whether you're in South Africa or abroad, is A Very Bonang Year, which is on Showmax and on Showmax International. And it's just to catch, I really, really would say, you know, expats should watch, because if you've left South Africa and you don't know who's big in SA now, she's, you know, the biggest media personality. She's moved to New York temporarily, and she's actually just become another person to, they call it a mononym, and that's when you become Bonang. So she's no longer being known by her surname, Mateba.
Yeah, Bonang.
How do you, Bonang, sorry. Sorry.
It's like Charlize, one of those.
Yes. And, so I would definitely watch that. And she's doing really well. I mean, she was at that global event last week.
But isn't she just famous for being famous? Isn't she like a Kardashian? Or does she actually do something?
No, she does do things. She does heaps of things. But yeah, she is. But she has many. I mean, she's an amazing businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
She's just become, you know, in America, the first black woman to be one of the CAP presidential committee something. I don't know. But she, I mean, her accolades, she's definitely got the personality and the know-how behind it. She's not just a pretty face and body.
Yeah. Okay, I won't be the judge of that. All right, so what have you got coming up? What have you got coming up in the next week or so on sapeople.com?
Your favorite smart guy, Clem Santa.
Ah, yes. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. It was lovely to actually have a conversation with him. He's such an amazing man.
Oh, he is. So him and Scott Picken from Wealth Migrate, mm-hmm. they did a video, and then we have interviewed them on top of the video. So we've got that coming up, and it's really, really useful information for people in South Africa on where to invest, how to invest, mm-hmm. and for people outside of South Africa who want to invest back in SA.
Cool. Okay, so yes. Keep an eye out that for that one and all the other stories. And, of course, you can share your stories too and your pictures on sapeople.com or on the Facebook page of SA People.
Yes.
And Jenny will then decide whether it's good enough to put up or not.
I put up everything.
Okay. Did you see the picture of me rearranging the landscape in the middle of the Free State with my finger?
Oh, that
was an interesting one.
I don't think you had it on share, though.
I'll send it to you. You can see how Melanie creates like a whole new mountain in the middle of the Free State. Anyway, Jen, as always, fantastic to chat to you, and go out and enjoy the rest of your summer wine. We'll just sit here and go with our summer wine. Oh my God, it's so hot. Would you like some cheese with that? Okay, there we go. We'll catch up with you again next week. Until then, please, people, go and have a look and share some good news and good stories with us. Bye, Jen.
Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.